cost money made her crazy, and she hit me with a spoon. Bang, boom, it hurt. And maybe the spoon broke again, I don't know. Sometimes there weren't any of those spoons at home, and one time Mum came after me with a rolling pin. I managed to get away, and I talked it over with Sonella. Sonella is my only full sibling. She's 2 years older than me. She's a tough girl, and she thought we ought to pull Mum's leg a bit. Bloody hell, hitting us over the head like that. Mad! So we went to the supermarket and bought some of those spoons, 3 for 10 kroner, about £1, and gave them to Mum as a Christmas present. I don't think she got the irony. She didn't have any space for that sort of thing. There had to be food on the table. All her energies went towards that. There was a lot of us at home, including my half-sisters, who later vanished from the family and broke off contact with all of us, and then my little brother, Alexander, known as Keki, and there wasn't enough money. There wasn't enough of anything, and the older siblings looked after us younger ones. We wouldn't have made it otherwise, and there was a lot of instant noodles with ketchup and eating at friends' places or at my auntie Hanif's. She lived in the same block of flats and had been the first of all of us to come to Sweden. I hadn't even turned 2 when Mum and Dad got divorced, and I don't remember any of it. That's probably just as well. It wasn't a good marriage from what I understand. It was noisy and messy, and they'd got married so Dad could get a residency permit. And I assume that it was natural that all of us ended up with Mum. I miss my dad. He was better off and there was more fun stuff going on around him. Snella and I would meet up with Dad every other weekend. He'd often turn up in his old blue Opel Cadet and we'd go to Pildon Park or out to Om, the island off the coast of Malmo, and get burgers and ice creams. One time, he splashed out and got us each a pair of Nike Air Max, those cool trainers that cost about 1,000 kroner, £90. Mine were green and Snella's were pink. Nobody else in Rosengard had trainers like those and we felt totally wicked. Things were good with Dad, and we could get 50 kroner, about £4 or £5, for a pizza and a Coke. He had a good job, and only one other son, Sapko. He was our fun weekend dad.